Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette. Now, this is a podcast where I have an opportunity to interview people who are from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing some positive things in their communities. And today, my special guest is Tabitha Wilson. Tabitha, a graduate and former clinical medicine instructor at Howard University, is where she obtained her certification as a registered dietitian and physician assistant. A master's from the University of Nebraska, and with more than 25 years of clinical experience in numerous areas of dietetics and medicines, she is most fond of pediatrics with a genuine magnetic attraction to children on the autism spectrum. Of all her many experiences, being a mom has been the most fulfilling. Tabitha, welcome to Out and About with Antoinette.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you know, I'm sitting here and I'm reading this and I'm saying, oh my God, we have so much in common. But the biggest thing and what we're going to talk about today is we are both very proud and protective moms of special needs sons. Can you tell us a little bit more about your son? Because I've talked about Tyre too many times on this show.
Okay, so my son, Elijah, he's 18 years old, and he was diagnosed when he was age 2 with autism. He was nonverbal, and he didn't actually start talking until he was about 7 years old. But during that time in between when he was diagnosed and when he was 7, I noticed some really interesting things about him. He is extremely bright. Okay, he's extremely bright, and he's just very intrigued by a lot of things that normally wouldn't intrigue regular children, typical children rather. And he has like the ability to fix things. He's good with his hands. He took like a fire alarm that just had to be like one of the ones that were hardwired to the wall. And he actually used a piece of wire and a battery, 9-volt battery, and he was able to make it beep and flash on its own, just sitting on its floor. So it was never hardwired, and he just does things like that. So it was really exciting to see that he had so many talents and abilities, even though his abilities are considered to be different abilities. So during the journey, also another thing about Elijah was I found that he had a short temper, and his short temper turned into really bad behavior challenges, extremely bad behavior challenges. But I also noticed that certain foods were connected to that behavior. And when he would eat certain things like red grapes, bananas, dried fruit, things of that nature, he would become extremely aggressive. And I knew that the aggression was significant because, you know, you want to get those things under control when they're young. But at the same time, I didn't know how to control it. So when I realized that, I started taking certain foods out of his diet, and then the behaviors got a little better. They never went away completely, but they got better. But later I took gluten out of his diet, and that's when miraculously he actually started talking. So
wow,
that was really huge because he had been nonverbal for, you know, most of his life. Well, not most of his life now, but to the age of 7. And once he was able to actually talk, which I was told by the doctor who diagnosed him that he was going to be mentally retarded, mm-hmm. and he was not going to ever speak or be functional, he was like a whole new child. With taking certain foods out of his diet cleared his mind. He was like foggy brained at first, mm-hmm. and he was thinking more clearly. And then he had this newfound speech, which even, oh my gosh, it was like a whole nother child. So Elijah's been really a blessing. I mean, he's a very sweet child. I mean, not child. I shouldn't call him a child. He's a teenager now, but he's always going to be my baby. But he's extremely compassionate. He has a lot of, oh my gosh, empathy. He has a lot of feeling and expression. He's just an amazing person. But, you know, society, when they see our children, they view them from a different perspective.
Yes.
And, Yeah, so that's really, you know, the gist of Elijah. He's a great person. He still has the behavior challenges, but at the same time, you know, we're working on that.
Right, right, right. And you know, it's so funny. I used to say things to people, you know, to me, when you have special needs or you are labeled different, you are more, I believe, is smarter than the average because you have a parallel world and you have to navigate yours and live in ours as well. So I always felt, you know, with you, probably with Elijah, I felt Tahir, you know, he's doing the duties of two, you know? So to me, you know, he's smarter than we are because, you know, they have to navigate their world, what's going on in their heads, and then also be quote and unquote accepted by society. And that is like, so, you know, to me, it's just amazing. I know God has, you know, wired them a little bit differently, but it's like, there's a reason for that. And right. You know, as a parent with special needs children, we know we look at different things. Now you said something that, you know, I've heard before. And again, you know, you're the clinician, you're the one that knows, you know, you're in the medical field, but I've heard about various foods and I've heard about gluten-free and why that should be, you know, the gluten should be taken out of your diet, you know, and certain foods should be taken out of your diet because they just are not healthy. They're not good mm-hmm. for you. And they turn right. negatives worse. Mm-hmm. Was there any other foods that you found or any other times that you saw that he was more aggressive than others?
Well, yeah, there were certain foods that are, especially prepackaged foods, mm-hmm. those foods have a lot of things in them. And you really have to look at the ingredients, but they have a lot of extra additives and things of that nature. So maltodextrin was one of the components that I noticed that when he would have anything with maltodextrin in it or corn, he would really, really kind of start acting kind of nutty. And he would get this glazy eyed appearance, like as if he were kind of looking through me, but just like spaced out look. He wasn't engaged, you know, mm-hmm. He wasn't alert and engaged to like what was going on around him. But when these foods were taken out of his diet, he did, you know, he was totally functional. Mm-hmm. I also noticed probiotics. Okay. Probiotics are huge and they are actually extremely helpful. But at the same time, one of the keys to probiotics is the fact that you have to drink a lot of water with them mm-hmm. because if you don't, what happens is these children can develop what they call die-off symptoms. And die-off symptoms is a lot of the, you know, the purpose of probiotics is to take the bad bacteria out and replace it with the good bacteria. But if they're not drinking a lot of water or excreting or, you know, getting rid of the bad bacteria out of their body, it just floats around in their body and it just mm-hmm. starts to cause like behavior problems and cause all kinds of things. So, you know, a lot of times we look at these children with autism, with behavior, and we're thinking, oh, you know, it's all autism, but it's not always autism. You know, sometimes right. it's the food they're
it's
eating.
The food.
Sometimes it could be, you know, just the probiotics. It could be like environmental factors, you know, because they're very sensitive to smells and, you know, even like the chemicals that are sprayed, pesticides and herbicides that are sprayed on the fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. I mean, so they're very sensitive, their systems. And a lot of these children also commonly have gut issues. You know, they have a lot of stomach issues.
Okay.
And because of that, you know, probiotics are good to have, but at the same time, you know, it's hard to differentiate what's causing what. So you just really have to just do like a good food elimination diet and things of that nature.
And, you know, you're like, I'm hearing you, you know, you're very, very involved in Elijah's life. And that's, you know, most parents are, but you have to, you know, double up. And, you know, that's something I was talking to another woman recently, because you don't think about it. When you're a parent of a child with special needs, things in life are different for us. For example, mm-hmm. empty nest, that term empty nest, you know, you assume your kids are going to go to school and they're going to graduate from college and they're going to be gone. Well, now they come back, you know, the boomerang kids, but the term empty nest and the thought that, you know, you can leave and go on vacation and do all this, that's not part of our future. You know, I can never see myself as an empty nester going on vacation or, you know, because a lot of those things you cannot do, you can't just leave your child.
Well, you know, my view about that is I feel like you can, to a certain degree, you know, I have taken my children on vacations together, things of that nature, but I've always been concerned about, oh my gosh, what if he has a behavior meltdown, you know, out there. But really for me, I found that the biggest thing was exposure. you know, getting him exposed to different environments, different settings, taking him every single place. So if we were invited, you know, and someone really didn't want us to come, they should have never invited us because we were going. We were going to be there.
Right, right.
And, you know, some people will invite you out of courtesy, but we were going because I felt like every opportunity was an opportunity for him to grow, to learn, to be exposed. And that exposure is huge because, I mean, how else do your kids learn if you don't take a bath?
Right, right. No, yes, definitely, definitely. They have to learn. But I'm thinking about us as parents. We don't look at our future in the same way that someone that doesn't have a child with special needs, because, you know, you get married, you retire and you want to, you know, you have an empty nest. And my husband and I, we're both retired somewhat. I'm still working, but he's retired. But to think that, you know, we'll one day not have anybody in this house is just not part of the plan for us.
Well, you never know. I mean, I have a lot of faith. I'm a very spiritual person.
Good for
I pray
you.
A lot. Good. I pray a lot. And I am
We're going to talk about your fast, that 21-day spiritual fast. We're going to talk about that as well.
Yeah, I would tell you, I pray a lot and I have faith that God is going to heal Elijah. He's going to be healed. So I'm just praying.
Awesome. I love that attitude. You know, and when I was reading your bio and I started going through your social feeds and I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, this is great. I wanted you to come on because your book, No Cross, No Crown, A Journey Through Autism, Bullying, and Spiritual Warfare is like, oh my gosh, we really have to talk about this. But you've been doing things for such, and you're so young. If people could see you, you'd be like, oh, she hasn't been in the business for 25, 30 years. Yes, she has. She's a very attractive mom. And, you know, you've been doing so much, you know, can you just take us back your journey? Like, you know, before you went to Howard, now I'm an HBCU alum as well, but it's not Howard, it's Del State, but we're all the same under the skin. So how was your journey leading up to motherhood? Was it something medical? What, were you always wanted to be in the medical field?
I kind of did. I mean, I really wasn't 100% sure what I wanted to do. But when I was a teen, back in my teenage years and my younger years, you know, she would always get sick a lot. And we would always end up taking her to the hospital. And I remember one year I was working as a candy striper in the hospital where she was. And, you know, a dietitian had come into the room and you know how, you know, kids are, we are very easily influenced. So she showed me around and talked about what she did and things of that nature. So I decided, oh, I want to be a dietitian. So when I got to Howard, I was kind of set on doing that, but I really didn't know all that really entailed. But then once I got into it, I was like, oh, I really like it. But then I liked it on a deeper level because we started talking about kidney disease and the GI tract. And then I decided, I think I want to go into medicine. So then I decided to apply for a physician assistant and med school. So I did the MCATs, I did all that stuff. PA school came first. And I was really excited about that because it was, you know, it was a shorter track and I could still have a life.
Right.
And I wanted to get married. I wanted to have a life. I wanted to have children. I wanted to have all those things that we all dream of when we were little. But the bottom line was, I never anticipated having a child with autism. I had a child with autism when I did my medical rotation, but no parent ever anticipates that for their life or their child. I mean, they don't even imagine hearing autism in the same sentence as their child's name, you know? So when, you know, my son was, you know, I was pregnant with my son, I mean, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so wonderful. And then pretty much she just wasn't talking. And I was like, what's going on with this boy? He's looking at my lips. I mean, you know, but life before pregnancy and life before marriage and all of that stuff. I mean, I was working 3 jobs and doing all this stuff, things that I could never do now.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, just leading up to the whole pregnancy and childhood, motherhood, it was just so amazing. And even after he was diagnosed, you know, it didn't change anything as far as how much I love him, because, you know, you just have that connection with your children. But at the same time, I was like really kind of worried, even being in the medical profession, because, you know, this was my first child. And I'm like, okay, even though you're in medicine, I don't know what to do. So I knew what to do, but I kind of didn't know what to do, because it's when it's your own child, you just can't think. You just, everything is like, oh my God, you're in panic mode. So it was just great leading up to that moment. And even, you know, even now, it's challenging now. I mean, I found that I'm super stressed a lot of times because I'm always walking on eggshells because his behavior is his biggest problem. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I will tell you is that you know, being a mom of an African-American teen with behavior problems who has a disability or a different ability, mm-hmm. and he doesn't appear to have a different ability,
right.
you know, until you really interact with him, it's scary because, you know, I worry about, you know, what could happen. He's a
That's
target.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's scary. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Tabitha, that could be a whole nother topic for another show, because I am so with you. You know, Tahir is 29 and he's high functioning. But you know, I fear, you know, because our sons have a target on their back.
Yes.
And when
yes.
they're stopped or, you know, approached, they may not comprehend, they may not understand, their body movements may be unique. You know, every time I pray, every time they walk out the door, I feel like, you know, if I can have them here with me, I'm good. But, you know, that can't happen. But, you know,
right.
yeah, you know, we can talk about that too. Maybe we'll come back to, you know, that at another time, because okay. I want to talk about your book. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Tabitha and I are going to talk her new book, No Cross, No Crown, A Journey Through Autism, Bullying, and Spiritual Warfare. So go grab yourself something, a sip or snack. We'll be right back. And don't forget, you can find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using my Linktree ID, Del Blogger. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to join the billion-dollar podcasting industry? If so, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio is ready for you. Whether you're just starting out and have no equipment, or you are a seasoned pro but need help with production, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio has everything you need. Conveniently located in Middletown, Delaware, Blake's state-of-the-art production facilities make producing your first or 100th podcast a breeze. No matter what kind of project you have in mind, the professionals at Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio can help with your production or give you the tools to produce it on your own. At the heart of Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio is award-winning blogger, vlogger, and CEO, Antoinette Blake. And her goal is simple: to help one more entrepreneur be successful. So stop making excuses and start making your podcast, audiobook, e-course, and other online dreams come true. Call Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio now, 302-261-3530. That's 302-261-3530.
Hello and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake. And if you're a new listener, let me tell you what you'll be hearing here on Out and About with Antoinette. Each week, I have an opportunity to interview a guest who is from in or around the state of Delaware that is doing positive things in their communities. I will introduce you to them so that they can share their vision and their mission, and then you can share it with others. So stay tuned each week to Out and About with Antoinette. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com. Find and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at delblogger, and on Twitter at Delaware Blogger. And you can see my face in the place on YouTube and IGTV. See ya, it's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. This is Antoinette Blake, the host of Out and About with Antoinette. I am the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises Social Media Marketing and Consulting, an award-winning blogger, vlogger, author, podcast host, and professional speaker. And here on Out and About with Antoinette, every week on a Wednesday at 1, I am interviewing someone who is from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing some positive things in their communities. And today, my special guest is Tabitha Wilson, OMG. She is an amazing woman. We are talking today about autism, children with autism. Also, you know, we touched on the foods that we eat. You know, that again, Tabitha, that is a whole nother thing we can talk about, you know, because we don't even know what's going in these foods that we are ingesting. But I want to talk about the book, No Cross, No Crown, A Journey Through Autism, Bullying, and Spiritual Warfare. And I want to let you know, this is not just for parents with children who have autism or any special needs, or even children that have experienced bullying. Tell us, Tabitha, more about this book.
Okay, so No Cross, No Crown is a true journey. And this journey came about during the time that my children were going through a lot of traumatic events in their life. My son initially was dealing with the school system, and he was, a lot of things were happening that were not fair. His rights were being violated, and it didn't seem like a big issue, you know, to anyone. And, you know, me as a parent, of course, I'm fighting and trying to do everything I can in my ability to get him on track, but things were just happening that were not fair. Then my daughter ended up being bullied in the school system. And of course, you know, there's all these websites out here. Oh, and all these, you know, announcements. Our school is zero bullying tolerance and whatnot. But the reality is, you know, that's not always the case, because you can't control anyone from bullying anyone, but you can make the school system, you know, zero tolerant by not allowing the bullying to happen and to follow the protocol. Well, I found that the bullying protocol was not being followed, and therefore the trauma from my daughter's experience ended up escalating to a point where it was just spiraling out of control. So with both of my children experiencing a lot of issues in the school system, it ended up that, you know, they ended up being hospitalized multiple times for the traumatic events that went down in their life. So it was a struggle. It was a real true journey. And, you know, no parent ever anticipates being in the hospital with their child for things that could be prevented. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not like it was a sickness or, you know, oh my gosh, I have to rush him to the emergency room because of this. It was because things were being done underhanded, a lot of deceit, just corrupt activities that were done through organizations and systems and whatnot. And this is where it landed my children. The other component to this is the fact that, you know, with my son being behavioral, he ended up having to be hospitalized because of his not being able to be safe at home. And, you know, my mom, she's elderly, and then, you know, his sister's in the home, and he was just not considered to be safe. So for his sake and for the sake of everyone else, the best thing, you know, was to kind of get him under control, try to get him, you know, the proper medication, mm-hmm. things of that nature. So he ended up being hospitalized for that. And in the hospital system, that was a whole nother journey, dealing with all of the types of underhanded behaviors that go through on with the staff. And there was abuse that took place, you know, mm-hmm. there was abuse that took place, not only in the school, but also at the hospital. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, not really funny, but when you think about it, you know, a lot of times, these children who are autistic, you know, people don't think that they can talk or that they can comprehend or understand. And my son understands very well. He expresses himself very, very well. And that was not expected. Right. So at that point, it was like, oh my gosh, what do we do now? This boy can actually talk.
Right.
And it's like when you have a child who can talk and you don't think they can talk, and then you get exposed, it's a problem. But the problem there is still, when you have a child with this different ability, because they have this different ability, they're not considered to be a reliable source.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they will not take their story. Oh, he's a minor, or he has autism, so he couldn't possibly know what's going on. Mm. But my son is one of the most honest people. He's just not wired in a way where he just tries to say things to get people in trouble. That's just not his behavior.
Right.
There was a lot of deceit, a whole bunch of stuff in this book. I mean, you know, along with other stuff that was going on, of course, during the journey. But the bulk of it was really dealing with, you know, the school system, the hospital, and a lot of parents. I mean, hopefully every parent, when you send your child to school, you're expecting the right things are going to be done on their behalf.
Right.
And, you know, that is where I found, you know, a lot of disappointment, because here I am expecting, having these high expectations for this great non-public school to do the right thing for my son. Oh, he qualified and they're great with behaviors, but yet they're doing things to trigger his behavior.
Right.
And that ultimately landed him in a really bad position. And, you know, I'm not angry. I forgive people. But at the same time, I'm really still hurt about it because of what he went through and what my children went through. Where they could be right now is not where they are. Mm. I mean, it's probably where God wanted them to be because this journey had to happen for me to write this book.
Right.
But at the same time, if none of the things would have happened during this journey, then he was reading third grade level books when he was in sixth grade. Now he's 18 and he's barely reading first. Mm. So there's a lot of, you know, regression that took place during this whole journey that didn't have to happen. Now, it doesn't mean that he's not smart. He's still extremely smart. Mm-hmm. He just cognitively declined in many ways from medications and from things that were done, you know, in the school. Just a lot of, there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle. So yeah, that's what this book is about, along with other things.
Yeah, because I know, you know, you've gone through a lot, and I was, again, following and reading, and I understand, you know, and you stated earlier, you know, you're a very spiritual person, you know, you believe, and then, you know, you said, I was reading, and you said you decided to do a 21-day spiritual fast after, yes, you know, unemployment and a whole bunch of other things that was going on in your life, and things started to get a little bit better. And that fast, you know, because again, you take away, now we're going to get back to the food again. So the food, the fast, but also getting closer to God. Because you said, you know, the one scripture, and I actually wrote it down right here, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And, you know, that is where I like, oh my gosh, I have to talk to this woman. So, you know, this 21-day fast, we can talk about that, you know, but I understand, you know, it's hard. First of all, it's hard being a parent.
It is.
And when you throw into the mix, you know, adversities and other things, you know, I want people to reach out to you because I know we're not the only ones. I need for people to reach out to you, you know, connect with you, give me some of your contact information, and as well as how we can get a copy of the book. Where can we purchase that book?
Okay, so my contact information, you can find me at my website, which is TabithaInspired.com. That's TabithaInspired.com. And you can go there, you can buy the book and it'll take you straight to my landing page, or you can just go directly to the landing page, which is nocross-nocrown.com.
Great.
Yes.
And you know, Tabitha, I am so glad that we connected and we could talk for hours, but I can't do that on this show. We can do hours and hours. Maybe we have to come back and do a part two. But I'm so glad that we were able to connect. And I'm glad that I have you here as a guest on Out and About with Antoinette. Before I let you go, do you have any last words for the listening audience, for, you know, parents that may be going through something similar, or just, you know, some words of inspiration for us?
Well, two things I wanted to say. I wanted to comment on the scripture that you were talking about. I know the plans that, you know, God has for my life. And, you know, when I was fasting during that time, I actually prayed for God to show, because I didn't know what to do. A lot went down in the book during the journey, and I wasn't working. And I prayed for God to show me my purpose and my destiny. What am I supposed to be doing with my life? And I actually saw a vision of this book cover before I wrote the book.
Stop.
I'm serious. I saw a vision of this book cover before I wrote the book. So I knew that this was what I was supposed to be doing. And the purpose of this book is really to help families all across the world to, you know, who are going through the same journey or going through a journey that's somewhat similar with a child who's autistic or a child who has been bullied. And really the main thing I want to leave with them is that this book is not anything that I ever thought was supposed to be for financial gain. This was a Holy Spirit led message. And, you know, when the Holy Spirit leads you, then he'll bless you anyway. But the bottom line is this was a Holy Spirit message, led message that is meant to truly help other families, because I share so much information down from diet to social, everything. It's not a clinical book. Mm-hmm, it is really about the journey, but there are some clinical things in there because I'm a clinician.
Right.
And it's really about sharing the journey to help other families, because who knows? Someone else may take the gluten out of their diet and oh my gosh, their child might just start talking. So that's what this book is about.
And Tabitha, that is, like I said, then when you're paying it forward, you are putting it out there for others. You know, you're doing something positive. You know, we've got enough negativity. You know that. You and I both know you've been through it. But when you can turn that, flip that and say, you know what? Because you could have just shut down and said, that's it. I don't have time for this. I don't care about anybody else. I don't care about anybody else's kid. I don't care what, you know, other people going through. But you decide, you know, like I said, you decided to share your journey in hopes and anticipation and prayer that you're going to help somebody else. And I know you are. I know.
I am.
I know you are. I know it. So I thank you. I thank you for, again, for connecting with me. You know, at any other time, when let me know what's going on, we will talk about it here, or I can put it on my blog or whatever, wherever you want me to share it. So I'm going to leave the links to TabithaInspired.com. And I want you to know that, you know, we're praying for you, Elijah, and your daughter and everybody in your family. And I'm wishing you a wonderful week. You know, may God continue to bless you, your vision and your mission. Thank you, Tabitha. I appreciate
your
time. Thank
you so much. I appreciate you also.
Thank you. And thank you for listening to today's episode of Out and About with Antoinette, where every week I have the privilege and honor of interviewing a guest from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing some great things, positive things in their communities. And if you would like to be a guest here on Out and About with Antoinette, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And don't forget, find and follow us on all my social media platforms, including my blog and my vlog, by simply using the Linktree ID Del Blogger. Again, thank you for listening. And please share this podcast link with your family, your friend, your bae, and your boo too. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the ZE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.